I didn't get to record it yesterday, but it's a good transition into this. I just wanted to review one more time the Reish Galusa case, right? Just to define the Havamina Maskana there. So just to reiterate, the Havamina was that they're all discussing the mitzvah of being koveya the mezuzah. In other words, you have to koveya, you have to attach the mezuzah. But Reish Galusa held, he said, well, in other words, I'm going to koveya the mezuzah to the doorframe, right? To the doorway. And I'll just attach it to this piece of wood beforehand, which we'll call a doorpost, but it's really just a piece of wood. And then just attach, but I'm still attaching the mezuzah to the doorway. So the Maskana is that there's an actual reality to a Maisa Kvias of the mezuzah, right, prior to being attached to the door. So if I attach it to something else, I've done some act of Kovei in the mezuzah, there's just a defect because it's not in the right Makom. That's what's lacking. That's the psul in it. But it's not that I haven't attached the mezuzah, okay? Now keep that in mind. Keep that in mind now for the next point here. Okay, so if you notice in this next Gemara, Lam Gimel Aleph Menachos, if you guys notice, there's multiple issues going on in this Gemara, okay? There's multiple issues, right? One issue is going to be the position of the mezuzah. The other issue is going to be the business of the Pesach of Rebbe and Beis Medrashis and stuff like that. We'll take that up later on this week, okay? For now, at the very least today, I want to get through all the information insofar as the whole issue of how to place the mezuzah on your doorframe, on your doorway, and just as an aside, for many years I always found the position of diagonal to be problematic, but I worked out a svara why I think it makes perfect sense. I actually think it's a very legitimate position, but we'll get to that. Okay. All right. So let's look at the, let's read the Gemara. Okay. Let's go slow. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Right, asal kimin neger. Okay, so what did you do to the mezuzah? Okay, so that's one. That's actually the big question. What did you do? But what does neger mean? Okay, like a spike. I made the mezuzah like a yased, like a spike. Okay, okay. By the way, so let's take Rashi. Okay, what's asal kimin neger? Okay. So Rashi says, Shekava v'tachva b'saf k'neger, Shetochven ha-nigaren b'kosel k'zeh. Right? Yish, yeah, okay. So what did you do? So do you see the pictures I posted on the WhatsApp? Right? You see Tzir Gimel? Right? How the mezuzah is being nailed into the doorway. Okay? Like I literally take the mezuzah and I nail it into the doorway. Okay? That's how Rashi learns Kimin Neger. Okay? So the Gemara says it's Psula. Now, why is it Puzzle? Okay? So the Gemara says it's Puzzle. Why is it Puzzle? Why? So Rashi says, Dimitz mitzvasa lusita ba'orech besaf kazeh, right? Neger kabilia. So what's the problem? The problem is that how does the mezuzah have to be situated? We got to read this very carefully, okay? So, what position does a mezuzah have to be in, right? So if you look at the picture, look at Tzir Dalet. It has to be upright, okay? Now, let's be very careful here. Think about this very carefully. Think about this very carefully. There's a step missing between Tzir Gimel and Tzir Dalet. What's that step? Okay, Kinneret got one of the two. Okay, there's two possibilities, right? One is, what if it's horizontal, right, outside the doorway? Meaning, is the psul in the fact that it's horizontal? And the other one is, what if it's vertical, right, but inside the doorway? Meaning, what if I made like a neger vertical inside the doorway? Okay, both those scenarios are missing from the step from A to B. Again, in other words, in Rashi's case, what? In other words, Rashi's saying kimin neger means I take the mezuzah and I stick it into the doorway horizontally, into the actual doorway. He says it's puzzle because it's supposed to be standing upright. Now the problem is when we say standing upright, well, what about if it's standing upright inside the doorway, meaning I bolted it inside the doorway? And then the other thing is what Kinneret is saying is that what if it's horizontal, right, outside the doorway, I mean, outside the actual doorway? Both those steps are missing in Rashi's jump from that picture of it being nailed into the doorway to where it is vertical. Okay? We're going to have to understand that a little bit. Does everyone pick up on that? You understand that point? So if that's true, Dardik, okay, if that's true, so what's the address? And I don't want to define this yet. What's the address of the psul by Kamin Neger? What's the problem there? Zev is correct. Then you're saying the problem isn't in the fact that it's horizontal. You're saying the problem is in the fact that it's whatever this Neger thing means into the wall, right? But it's not a psul in it being horizontal, right? Okay. But if that were true, then Rashi should therefore say that it wouldn't matter if the mezuzah is horizontal outside the doorway, right? What does the Gemara say? So now the Gemara says, Eini, right? Okay, now this is fascinating. V'ha ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, okay? Kulu mezuzasa debei Rebbe, okay? All the mezuzahs in the house of Rebbe, right? Kimin Neger Havu Avdidan, right? So all the mezuzahs in Rebbe's house were done in this Neger style, okay? Which again, at this point, would sound like they were nailed, right? They were put into the wall horizontally, right? Right? That's a big problem. In Rebbe's house, all the mezuzahs were set up Kimin Neger, okay? So that's very bad. That's very bad. So the Gemara says, V'ahi Pesacha de'ayubei Rebbe l'mei Midrasha. Okay? And this Pesach, okay, there was a Pesach, okay, that was a doorway from Rebbe. Now, this is also big machlokas what this actually means, but to make the simple shot, there was a Pesach, like, let's take Rashi. Pesach katan hayalo the Rebbe, etzel makomo, the nichnas v'yotzebo, kadesh le'atriach tamidav lamo b'fon abim v'arvo lefneyam. So, what Rebbe would do is, he would go in and out of this small doorway, right, which seemingly was connected to his house. He's in the base medrash, right? He had a little doorway, let's say, to make it simple now, to his house, that was like right next to his makom. And he used to go in and out of the base medrash from that makom, because he didn't want to be matriach, the students, to stand up for him. So what did Rebbe do? So Rebbe had this Pesach, okay? And then the Gemara says, lo hava la mezuzah, right? But, and on that Pesach, he didn't have a mezuzah. Okay, so there's two points being made here. Point one is that everyone in Rebbe's house, right, his mezuzahs were set up kamin neger. That's point one, which we're going to focus on. And the second point is that you don't need a mezuzah on this Pesach, right, from the base medrash to his house. Okay? We're not going to focus on that today. Okay? All right, so is that clear so far? Does everyone understand that? I want to make sure this is 100% clear. Okay? In Rebbe's house, forget the case of the Pesach to the base medrash. In Rebbe's house, every mezuzah was set up kamin neger, which sounds like, which is a steer in the Gemara, because we just said before, kamin neger is possible. And yet by Rebbe, kamin neger was the way to put up the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Why? Because the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ha da'avida kisichsa. Ha da'avida kiisdavira. Okay? Okay. So, okay. When is it pasul? Okay, it's pasul, okay, when it's actually kisichta, which means it's nailed into the wall this way. Okay? That for sure is pasul. So what did Rebbe do? What's istavira? So Rashi says, Hainu makom chibur hashok v'aregel umu umad hu kazeh kashera. Okay, so what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, take a look at Seer Hay. Look at Seer Hay. You see that picture on Seer Hay? What does that look like? Right? So he had one part of the mezuzah in his house, he had one part of the mezuzah upright, okay? And one part of the mezuzah horizontal. So he had both horizontal and vertical in his mezuzah. Okay? Is that clear? Excellent question. How do you learn that as kamin neger? Is that kamin neger? That's not the same thing as the neger that that Rashi's way of learning was talking about. Good question. Good question. So if you are good. Now, if you want to say neger is directional, which I think Clara's trying to say, right? You're trying to say that neger means there's some direction horizontal aspect to the mezuzah here, right? Forget the word extension. That's not going to work here. But there's some idea of horizontal here, right? But then the question is, why does Rashi learn that kemin neger means nailing it into the wall? Okay? Why does he learn that way? Okay. This is very confusing. Very, very difficult. Just as an interesting aside, what's fascinating about this Gemara there's a fascinating thing about this Gemara that if you don't pick up on, you'll like miss out. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question you should ask on the Gemara. The Gemara says that let's learn Rashi's way. Kimin neger, I can't nail it into the wall, which would seem to imply that the mezuzah should be upright. Okay, but then the Gemara comes along and gives us Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who says it should look like an L, right? Meaning in his house, he made it look like an L, right? Is that clear? Right. So let me ask you a question. How come no one makes their mezuzah today like an L? All right, so Tosva says, Ha Davida kisichsa, ha Davida ki istavira. So Tosva says, Peshra kuntras, disichsa psula, shetchuva basaf, kineger, shetotla mikosa, istavira, makum chibra, shok varega, uma umarhu, kshira. Okay? And then he says, right, so therefore, if it's upright, if it's vertical, it's kasher. The hashta bein meumad bein mushkov, right? Travayu mikrin kemineger, and therefore whether it's vertical or it's horizontal, either way you can call that kemineger. Okay. Now Tosus comes along and says v'kasha l'reinatam. There's an amazing thing. Dimeumad lav derech kavotu. Okay. His kasha is that having the mezuzah upright is not respectful to it. It's not respectful to have the mezuzah upright, okay? And just, he gives a bunch of, I didn't give all the riots he gives, but my favorite one is, he says, for example, the Sefer Torah and the Luchos that were in the Aron were mushkov, meaning when inside the Aron, right, the Luchos of Bris were not upright, they were lying flat. Same with the Sefer Torah, okay? It's interesting because today, what do we do with the Sefer Torah today in an Aron? Why is this a serious problem? This is a serious problem that Tosfos is raising. Why, from a Sfara standpoint, why is this so problematic? Or what's Rashi's response to this? What's the machlokas going to be? How do you have a machlokas? Rashi has to agree, right? Rashi has to agree that there's an idea of kavod that applies to mezuzah. Mezuzah is an important object, right? So what's he going to say? He's going to tell Tosfos, I'm not bothered by the fact that this thing is being done in a disrespectful way? No. Rather, Rashi's going to have to say that upright is the proper way a mezuzah should be. Right? In other words, Rashi's going to hold that upright's the position the mezuzah is supposed to be in. Now, he can't reject Tosfos' idea of kavod. Right? He has to say that has to be true somewhat. So what's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos? How do you have such a machlokas like this? How would you define this machlokas? That's the problem we're going to have. There's two answers you can give to Rashi without defining it. One answer is that Rashi is not bothered by the kavod issue, but that's going to be strange because a mezuzah does have in it features of Sefer Torah, right? The other possibility is that no, that Rashi bedafka holds that upright is the expression of kavod. Those are the two ways you can go. Either Rashi is not bothered by it, which you could define it that way if you want to, or Rashi says, no, of course, I just hold that kavod is me'umad, not lying flat. Either way you go, you have to find... Now, what does Tosfos have to do now, though? Because Tosfos now has to relearn the Gemara to fit his idea, right? Because the Pashas reading the Gemara doesn't fit what he's saying. So he says, Ulefi Rabbeinu Tam Demefarish, Kemin Neger Psula Me'umad, right? So he learns, what does Kemin Neger mean? It means, if I put the mezuzah on my doorway, standing upright, vertical, that's Pusul, right? Aval miyushav kshera, but if it's horizontal, that's kosher. Okay. So, and then he goes to this whole thing about how his position is going to work out. Okay. So we have a fascinating machlokas here. Machlokas is that Tosfos learns. Rashi learns kimin neger means horizontal driven into the wall. Okay, that's one. He also holds that me'umad is the way the mezuzah should normally be. And he holds Rebbe's mezuzah was like an L. Tosfos says, kemin neger means vertical, which means it's puzzle, right? Miyushov, a horizontal, is kosher. Okay. Now, what does he do with Rebbe? So, right. So, Tosfos says the other way you can learn Rebbe is to say that Rebbe held it was diagonal. Lo shoche velo zakov. Right? So, or inami kimin nun. Mechza shoche vemechza zakov. Okay? So, he says you can learn Rebbe one of two ways. You can either learn it like an L, or you can learn it as diagonal. Okay? Okay. But let me ask you a question. If it's diagonal, according to Tosfos, why would that be good? Now, here's one more question, okay? If you notice on the Rambam. Another question, okay? You know what's interesting about Rambam and Perek Hei Halacha Ches and Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzos Sefer Torah? What's fascinating about the Rambam, okay? This Rambam here is the Rambam. Oh, right, okay. Thank you. Thanks for stealing my thunder. So the Rambam, what's fascinating about the Rambam is that the Rambam, in his instructions for how to put up the mezuzah, never tells you what, Granik. No. He never tells you the direction the mezuzah has to be in. He never tells you the direction of the mezuzah. He never says it has to be upright or horizontal. Well, why not? Why does the Rambam ignore the what do you call it? The Gemara? How can he do that? It's like he just ignores this whole issue of... No, he definitely holds, I can't take the mezuzah and nail it into the doorpost. That I can't do. Right? But insofar as if it... he doesn't care. He doesn't say it has to be upright or it has to be horizontal. He doesn't care. Unbelievable. So the Rambam, just like he opts out of the whole machlokas. He doesn't care. How can you not care? Okay. The psul of Kemin Neger, according to Rashi, as you'll soon see, has nothing to do with vertical or horizontal. Nothing at all. It's its own separate psul. Okay? So the question is, what's the psul of taking my mezuzah and nailing it into my doorway horizontally? Into the doorway. Why is that possible? But that's definitely a possibility. Darius wants to say it's a psul in the function. Okay? That's not what Klar's saying. Darius wants to say it's a psul in the function. Right? You could say that, by the way. I hear that. That's definitely a valid svara. But I have a different svara. I'm going along the lines of what Klar is saying. I just think Klar's got to take it one step further just to make it into like a svara. But I think he's making the right step. See, you could say it's a psul in the function, but Darius, I'm trying to fit it into the word kemin neger. Right? So a neger means like a nail. Okay? Let's understand. In other words, what is a nail? Right? What does a nail do? Okay, good. Right? So it attaches something to something else, meaning it is, by definition, an attachment. Right? That's what it is. So I would say the problem with Kemin Neger is that I have to attach my mezuzah to the doorpost. But now the mezuzah itself becomes the attachment. See, Klar, when you're saying that when you stick the mezuzah in horizontally, you're saying it's like part of the doorpost, what you're really saying there is that now I haven't attached my mezuzah to something. It is an attachment. It's like a nail, right? It has the same quality of what a nail is. A nail isn't, it's not that I attach a nail to something, right? That's not how you look at a nail. A nail becomes the mechanism of attachment itself. It's part of its very identity. So that's what you mean when you say it's part of the doorpost. Why is it part of the doorpost? Oh, because I'm making it into the attachment. I'm no longer attaching it to something else. Do you know what I mean? That's why I think it's Kemin Neger,